Oh my God, you're giving me anxiety. This is too much. I'm going to have a panic attack. On the podcast.
Nice.
Wait. This does remind me of something that I find really funny and weird and kind of creepy at the same time.
Clowns?
Well, yes, but I'm thinking of people who cry on Instagram, you know?
Oh, that's weird.
They video themselves crying. Like,
they set it up.
And then I saw someone at the gym too, and like, it just,
they were crying.
No, they weren't even. This was like, they were just doing their thing, and it's like, why did you record that?
The societal narcissism that's hitting like a, I don't know. I think we're all gonna look back at this point in society and go like, they were doing what? Recording every aspect of their boring ass lives and then putting a performance
of their
like,
children. Oh, the
children is the crazy one.
The sensitive stuff, yeah. Or like, yeah. You crying though, like. Yeah, that's intense.
But it's also like you're performing, though.
It's performative. Because
you're taking a selfie of yourself. Like, when I'm crying, which is, I've only done it one time. And when I cried, I certainly wasn't trying to selfie myself. I was crying. I was busy.
That wasn't the first thing on your mind?
No.
Oh, man.
It's so bizarre.
But
it's
so endearing. I picture everything that leads up to the cry. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're positioning the camera, you're checking your hair.
Get your tripod out.
You got your tripod out.
I saw some video. I don't know who it is, but it was a video.
You tried a couple times and that one didn't quite look right.
You didn't cry right.
Nah. It was some influencer.
You didn't look pretty enough. Yeah. You know?
Some influencer was trying to have her kid, like for the snapshot of like the YouTube video.
Yeah. Like, thumbnail.
Yeah, the thumbnail. So she was like, go, make a face. So she accidentally posted, she forgot to edit that out and posted her coaching her son on how to cry better for the thumbnail.
What?
And like posted it. And so I saw the video of that. And I was like, damn, like it's crazy. Like someone died or some shit, literally. And she's like, cry more. Oh, lay on my shoulder. Like cry,
I think it was like their pet or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something crazy.
Oh, wow. People have some big wounds, absences, voids.
I like how we're all talking shit with microphones in front of our faces talking about how
you should cry right now.
Don't cry. I ain't crying.
Yeah, well,
cry.
These narcissistic assholes, they're recording themselves all the time.
Listen to us, by the
way. How do I convince you that I'm crying right now?
I don't know.
You, listener.
If I cry, will you give us 5 stars?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've just deducted a star.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's things have changed, yeah.
Yeah.
Phones are useful and challenging, I'd
there's
say.
There's this great image, I don't know where the photo's from. It's from years back, and it's the Pope, and they're having one of them Pope parades. You know how everybody gathers in the fucking city to fucking like watch this guy.
I never understand that.
And it's dude, I can't
see the motherfucker.
But I shit you not. The photo is the Pope waving at the crowd. You look at the entire crowd on the other side of the street, right? Everybody, every single fucking person. It's a massive crowd. Has a camera out and they're recording the Pope. Except for some lady who looks like she's in her fucking 90s. And she's just sitting there with the biggest grin on her face watching the event. And I'm like, I think that might be like a weird, it might be indicative of kind of where we're at. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't enjoy the thing anymore. Everything's a performance. Everything's like for content.
Yeah. Something related is, have you ever like seen, again, like a mountain ridge or like a sunset, and you're like, this is crazy. I want to take a picture and send it to whoever. Maybe like, it just feels like picture worthy, right? Yeah. And then you take the picture and you're like, this isn't even half of what I'm seeing right now. So almost to the point of like, enjoy the moment. It's for you. It's by you. And looking at it on your phone tomorrow, next week, sharing it with these people who...
I don't know, man. Listen, sometimes when people take cell phone videos at concerts, I think it's some of the best material out. Yeah. Some of the best sounds, some of the greatest shots. Yeah.
No one wants to really listen to that.
I love photos of people's food.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
You can almost taste it, you know? Uh-huh. You can almost taste it, but not at all.
It's true. You eat with your eyes.
They say phone eats first, they say.
Well, Martin, tell us, how was your surgery? How have you been recovering?
You look a little chueco right now.
You got a sack of napkins in your back pocket.
I refuse to acknowledge any of what you guys are all talking about, but I'll say this. Turkey's a great country. And I feel like new year, new me. I feel like I got my groove back. I can't walk by a construction site without being the guys love me and they're cheering for me as I'm walking by. I don't know.
It depends what side of the street you're on, right?
It does. Okay. I don't get quite the same fanfare.
Right.
they did request that I. What are apple bottom jeans?
I
have a question.
I should get a pair.
You only got one cheek done, and this is weird. I didn't know they did this. They put it right in the middle. So
correct.
What's next? What happens? And what's next?
Please. This is the cutting edge surgery. Okay, so it's cutting edge. This is exactly where science is like pushing the boundaries. It's just positioned in a really like symmetry is beauty. So they just went for the center.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Mm. It's beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, turkey, huh? Anything else about turkey that's interesting? Have a good meal or anything like that?
I was in and out, man. I was in and out.
Did you also get hair plugs on the butt?
I mean, if you're there, you might as well. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they're known for.
You can get a deal. It's like a 2-for-1 situation.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
You don't go to Olive Garden and not get pasta. Yeah. You know?
And they thought it was weird that I'm bald as hell. And they said, you don't want it up there? I was like, no, sir.
You know, if I were going bald and it was a bad look for me, like as a dude, not as me, but I would definitely try to get some plugs, man.
You like, go that route?
I would be like, I can't live like this. I'd be too, I don't know.
What if they were like, the technology is we take.
Like if it looked bad on me, you know, especially bad. Some people look worse.
I'd have to take a peek under the hood. Like, I don't know what's under this. Like, I think I have like probably like a lumpy head and I probably wouldn't pull it off. But
yeah,
if I discovered that, I'd go bald first. I'd go just shave everything. If it looks horrific, which I suspect it would, then yes, I would consider all my options. Okay. Go back to turkey.
Yeah, you don't know what you're working with.
Just wear a top hat all the time.
Yeah, I think you look good.
Just commit to the Mr. Potato Head bit.
You look like Beanie today, Uncle Fester in a top hat.
So elegant. Bald,
yeah. I would only wear turtlenecks. Look like a roll-on deodorant. Be great.
Exactly.
And take a selfie while the surgery's going on. Selfie, record the video.
Oh, my God.
And then cry a little bit.
Cry as it's going on, right?
Like,
so weird.
Exaggerate the pain. And
oh, God.
Hella views.
Yeah.
Hella views.
So what do you want this new year, since it's new year, new you? Besides, it's another butt cheek.
Is his unibutt?
Nah, next time I go back,
I'm getting two more.
Nah, I got none. I'm doing pretty good. I was doing pretty good last year. I'm gonna carry that into this year. You know,
I like that.
Here's my goal. I'm committing to less small talk.
Mm.
I will engage in less small talk. I already avoid it at all costs, but it's gonna be like virtually. If I can get away with no small talk, there's nothing I hate more. So I think I'm going to try to get away with this little
What's
small...
What's your strategy going to be? Like tough. When you're in the elevator and, you know, that dude that you see sometimes at the office, what do you do? What are you going to do?
I'm going to turn around and give him a flash of my rear end.
I think that's what I got it on.
It's going to leave him speechless.
There's a correlation here.
Just distract.
Sure.
It's just a distraction. That's why I got one. It's just a conversation. Gasp. It's a conversation starter, but it's not small
talk. They're like, I lost my train of thought after seeing this man.
Either they can't speak or they're they want to talk about something so deep that it's no longer small talk.
Like, I forgot everything I had to do today. You know?
Oh my God. It's like a wild animal that has some sort of, you know, camouflage or device or some shit.
Oh, like a person. It's developed to the point of no small talk. Yeah. It's like a
skunk.
Yeah.
Like a skunk. You
know? I want to be like a ventriloquist, and that's going to be that's going to be what's going to be speaking.
Yeah, that'll get you less small talk. Yeah. Less people will talk to you, I promise.
Are we the...
Perfect.
We talk to you about small things and large things, and I'm wondering.
He's going to cut us out this
thing. Hopefully, I was wondering, maybe just say less on the podcast, which is, I'm cool with that. I'm cool. Yeah, I'm all right with that. Yeah. If that's what you meant, you know, I'm down for that. I'll help you. I'll help you do that, you know, get you there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no less small talk this year. Less small talk.
Okay. Who else? Anyone? Okay.
Grow that Beanie Baby collection.
Yeah, it's gone up. It's correlated. It like it's inverse to Bitcoin. So whatever the market's doing, my Beanie Babies go up.
True, yeah.
So it's been a good quarter.
Nice.
Because we know we speak in quarters here at No Chingas.
Mm-hmm. Fiscal years and quarters up in fiscals. This bitch.
Every Sunday of the fiscal week. Yep.
Every fifth Sunday.
Yeah. But yeah, things are good. And I just want to double down this year, you know.
Yes. I feel the same way.
What's your resolution?
I don't have resolutions. I have things I want to get
what things you
done.
Wanna, what kind of things you want to get done?
I'll write a draft of this book and then maybe a draft of the other book. And, you know, what's that?
I just feel like you asked this question just so you could be like, well, I'm going to just draft some books this year. Like, it's just for you to just go ahead and say it. If that's what you want to talk about, just talk about your book
writing. My Beanie Baby shit feels lesser now.
It feels real
that's
whack.
That's not... Yeah. You asked
it was cool before.
Question.
Honestly, it was pretty cool before. Yeah. Now
this got weird.
Question. Uh-huh.
Wait, for the new year, the...
No, but also...
The movie's further along, though, right? We haven't talked about that.
Okay, the movie, there will be an... updates very soon.
Sounds like the same as last year, if you ask me.
Oh my god.
Same old, same old.
Been stringing us along for quite a while.
Anyway. boo. Is there a boo button?
Boo.
There should be.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know. You wanted to say.
No, but I also want to just feel better. Mentally and physically. That's a very vague thing, but I'm prioritizing that. I feel like the more I take care of myself, the better I am at everything else. And so, yeah, it's been cool. Like, I went to yoga today, like some privileged white lady, you know? Yeah, I get massages. Fuck it, you know? I can do that. It's amazing. So, yeah, trying to feel at home within myself and my body is what I'm getting at.
And writing a few books and shit.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, working on a movie and shit, too. Yeah. You know, and raising a child. Anyway, so that's it.
Roddy, what you got? What you got?
Nothing.
After that, fill those shoes.
I don't know. I'm trying to, yeah.
The bar is set.
As usual, this is a common resolution of mine. I'm always trying to find the best sandwich. And I don't know if I've found some great sandwiches. But I haven't.
Can you tell us?
What, the great sandwich?
Some of them?
Tell us more. Our viewers... are interested. Our viewers.
No, I don't have any. I don't have any. Listeners. I don't have any. Sandwiches.
I just looked at your window. I'm like, some creeps looking in here. What's going on?
Some viewers. I'm like, who's? Yeah. No, I don't have any. Like, I don't have any. I'm still seeking like a great
the research phase.
Yeah, I'm in the research phase. Like, I won't comment until I know. Right. I don't even know what I don't know yet about the greatest sandwich.
You're such an academic.
A really good
that was beautiful.
Philosophical, existential, even.
There's a lot of, you know, known unknowns, and then there's a lot of unknown unknowns.
Whoa.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Damn.
So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. That's what I'm
There's always bread about. On the sandwich, yep. man. There's yep. always yep. bread on the sandwich.
There's a lot of things, that, you know, first, like, what is a sandwich? You have to think about that. Mm. Then
you have to look inward a little
then
bit.
Then you
too.
Have to look inside yourself. It's like, what does it mean to eat a sandwich, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Aren't we all sort of just sandwiches?
To hold a sandwich.
Aren't we all just a sandwich?
Container.
In some,
yeah,
some,
we're,
same
we're,
kind of
we're
way,
holding
right?
meat inside of
yeah,
us.
We're all just sandwiches, if you think about it. Yeah. So yeah, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that.
Yep.
And that's what I plan to do this
Never
year.
Never thought about it that way, and I appreciate the perspective.
Yep. We're all just slapped between two pieces of bread. You know. Oof. As I always said.
Wow.
So
that's beautiful.
So I hope in the search for the sandwich, what if like we should sell this to Disney? What if ultimately like you find yourself?
Well, that's what, you know, I didn't want to say it out loud, like, but secretly, that's what I'm trying to do is find myself.
That's beautiful.
Find myself in maybe some sort of
Ruby. This as you find yourself, everything.
No, this is not. See, this is for me. You see what I'm saying? It's not for y'all.
You're not going to selfie and cry after you eat a delicious sandwich?
No, I might cry. If there's a sandwich that I cry after eating, that might be the sandwich I'm looking for, you know?
Do you have a sense as to what might be...
It's not going to be wet just as fuck. I'll tell you that. The sandwich won't be wet.
It always, it always gets back
just
here.
Stop, just stop. Just stop. You got to just... No.
Speaking of wet, we've had some...
Speaking of wet, there's going to be a great transition. Speaking everybody wet, lean in, everyone.
Speaking of wet, we've had some people contact us through the multiple channels. Jeremy contacted us. And we've gotten few people sent us pictures of sandwiches that they've eaten.
Yeah.
Two people sent pictures.
Don't do that.
Pictures of themselves that would be eating just, a sandwich.
My personal opinion is don't do that.
Yeah. Some people sent pictures.
It's a choice.
Eating themselves. It's of themselves eating a sandwich to us, which is like basically I'd rather send like a nude out to someone than send it, if I'm being honest. All right.
If you're being frank.
If I'm being frank with you. But you want one person said something that's very interesting, and I just want to explore this, and I loved what she said. She was like, yo, I eat it dipped. And she called it Erica's Way.
That's right. I've never been so honored. I'm so proud.
No one else in Chicago has ever had a beef
that's
sandwich
a big accolade.
Dipped.
Damn.
Let me have it at Erica's Way, please.
That's right.
Real dipped, wet.
If anyone out there wants to make this happen for me.
You want it to forever be called
Erica's Way?
We're going to just spam the beef joints after this.
Or another thing that would be okay, I guess, is another sandwich named after me. I mean, that one was so short-lived. You know, to have a sandwich named after you for such a brief time.
You think it just didn't sell well? Because
I picked the wrong ingredients or something.
I think you picked like...
How dare you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not agreeing to that, but I think there was like prosciutto, maybe things that didn't go on other sandwiches, so... Mad niche.
Yeah, it was very
mad
niche.
Specific.
Yeah.
Shot yourself in the foot.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
They might have banned that sandwich in some
I think states. It's too expensive to make.
Yeah.
It's pronounced prosciutto, isn't it?
Prosciutto.
Yeah. But it's so prosciutto. Yummy.
Yeah, prosciutto.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What was it? Prosciutto?
Giardiniera.
Hard goat cheese.
No, giardiniera and what was the cheese? Like I think it was a Gouda.
Gouda.
I don't know.
Sounds
you know
okay.
What? I also want a sandwich named after me. And I want three, just to represent me in my entirety, I want three girthy pieces of meats to represent
for
my
legs and
my recent, meats. My recent, my recent surgery.
two legs and middle cheek.
That's it.
Oh,
I just want, you know,
wow.
Proper representation.
I guess we all are just sandwiches at the end of the
day.
Can I
and
ask
I think,
you something? Oh, sorry.
Oh, please do. I'm an open book.
Did you do this because you watched, you know, all this reality TV with these beautiful women with their plump bottoms?
Plump rumps.
And you're just like, why can't I have that?
Look, I pretended like I didn't know what apple bottom jeans were. I have a pair at home and they don't fit like I want them to fit. And now they still don't fit like I want them to fit, but there's more than enough to
so
go
you
around.
Went all the way to Turkey.
Right. Yeah. 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 Tailored.
Damn.
I'll get it done. I'll get it tailored.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably like two tailors in the city that can
that can
help with
that.
Your circumstance.
Do you know their names, please? I'd like to know.
No, I'll report back.
But anyway, these all the sandwiches we were talking about are not even close to the best sandwich. They're all disgusting compared to the best sandwich in the world, which I don't know what it is yet.
Mm.
Okay.
Is there one?
What would it be, though? What style? Yeah. Like, would it be like a little chicken katsu? Would it be like a Milanesa torta? What would it be?
On sourdough?
First of all,
let's ask the hard questions.
Bread. First of all, we got to talk bread.
Yeah, that's where you start.
We got to start.
That's
with bread.
The start.
Like,
that's correct.
Like, I don't think anything matters. I know. I say, if you want to have the best sandwich, you have to have a bread that you know is there, but it's not. Doesn't dominate like a torta bread, like it's a little too bready. Am I right?
Here.
It's a little too
gosh.
Much.
Hate crime,
you know. But maybe a nice Italian, a crusty Italian,
just breaks
yeah,
apart.
That would represent you very well.
That's
crusty,
it's crusty. You know what I mean?
Something flaky,
really,
it's crunchy.
Something really, really crusty,
flaky and crusty. Exactly.
Yeah,
dry.
And then it makes a mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It could make a mess.
Unappetizing.
Sure. Yeah,
you don't want to be in the same room with.
It, it cuts
that would represent.
The inside of your mouth.
Yeah, it cuts the top of your mouth. You can't eat it in a car. Got it.
Exactly. Why would you eat the best sandwich in the world like while you're driving? It's the best sandwich in the world.
And when you see it, a little bit of vomit comes up. Yeah.
All right. You guys are still mad about the shitty torta bread?
I'm just thinking about what would encapsulate you. That's it.
We're going to censor this.
Like I'm the one who came up with that bread for the torta. Like that was my fault.
Put big old bleeps over
this. That's our fucking ancestors, bro. That's my fucking ancestors.
Oh my god!
They sat in a bakery. They're like, "What is perfection?" And then they fucking made it.
We should
hear you are shitting on it week after week.
We should set them up soon. We should have a torta wait for his criticism. The next day, so separate the events. Next day, we go to the bakery together. Mm-hmm. And I go, hey, Roddy, this woman made the bread from yesterday. Can you go? Yeah.
Oh, you want me and to confront the woman?
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. I'll do it.
And we record it for content.
Fine. I'll do it.
Of course.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, she needs to know. That's fine.
No, we'll that's what they love. Wall. A little shock value, yeah. a little ruin someone's
this
day.
This bread is just okay, senora. Yeah.
No llore, senora. No llore. No.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but really,
you
though?
You know, that'd be like the worst. Yeah. That would be such a so violence.
You know how many, you know how many hits that would get, though?
I was thinking about it.
We'd go viral.
Like, wasting food in front of a senora, yes, that could go viral.
Yeah.
Because I might get shot.
Because he's going to get
very cruel.
I get slapped for sure.
Stabbed with day old bread.
If there's something that
she probably got a big wooden spoon somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I'm a señora now, and I hate that shit too. I hate food waste. Like it kills me. And when I let food go bad, I feel like a piece of shit. And I'm like, oh, my ancestors, they worked so hard, and I just have all this, and then I let it go bad. And this gross broccoli means I'm a bad person.
It's true though.
You know,
they are looking at you, shaking their head like, how dare you?
My mom used to try to pull that shit like, oh, you know, there are hungry people everywhere. I'm like, then have the motherfuckers come here because I don't want the sandwich. Ooh. Like, I don't want these. Ooh. This is beans or fideo 5 days in a row, ma. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
If these people who are so hungry are around, tell them to come here.
Did your parents ever talk about people in Africa? Like, people.
No.
Say, I don't think they
didn't know about that.
There thing. Are people in Africa that, you know, are starving. That right.
I think that's a white thing. I've heard that movies and in media, but for us, I think it's because most Latin folks have seen poor.
No, like,
they don't need like another example. Like,
why you even talk about like can't.
A reference point you've never seen personally? Yeah, that's a great question though.
No, that's
you know your primo who's fucking poor is fucking hungry. Yeah, that's the reference point.
Then, well, then you can just be like, we'll just give it to him then.
Yeah. Can you email it to him as an attachment?
So you really meant it. You're like, yeah, give it to my primo. Yeah.
Well, you know, they would ship your clothes off and you would unless you noticed, you wouldn't notice.
Yeah. No, I got a few times.
You mean your mom would
I had a Bart Simpson motherfucking t-shirt that I loved.
And your mom gave it away?
I loved it so much. And my mom gave it away. It's like, take all
how'd
my other shitty t-shirts.
Yeah. How'd you It'd like? Be,
oh, because I saw the boy wearing it.
Oh, it was like in local. Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, it was nearby. Wow.
Yeah. And like, not that I didn't want the boy to have clothes.
You know, when you went back home to Mexico, you saw the kid wearing the shirt that was donated.
Yes.
You should have just poked about it.
Hold on. You know how sometimes they say, oh, no.
I don't remember what happened.
They say she's wonderful. She'll give you the shirt off her back.
I won't.
You're the opposite where you're like, she'll fucking jack your shirt.
It was Bart Simpson. The fuck? That was. It's like my mom didn't see me. She didn't understand me.
That's how funny it is, though, to see the person wearing the shirt that
you donated? It felt, I mean, I was a child, so all I felt was rage that my shirt was gone.
You see how hilarious that was.
You know what I got? along the same lines, when the Bulls won their first championship, you know how they have those commemorative shirts that have the world champions and everybody's, all the players' big heads, right?
Yeah, like, I've seen that one.
It's still going. And so like, I remember like my shirt disappeared, and the next thing I know, I saw one of my cousins wearing it in Mexico, and I'm just like, fuck, man, I really like that shirt.
Yeah. Well, raise your hand if that happened to you, listener. Wait,
but y'all have good examples. I have a bad example where, like, in the moment, I was enraged, but in retrospect, I'm like, yeah, I kind of get it. I had a red button-down short sleeve. As a fucking kid, who's wearing a button-down short sleeve?
Somebody who works at Target.
Yes. No, but it was red, and it had two Escalades on it.
Oh.
Very, like, insane shirt. That's very, like, a little
super hood.
I grew up hood, but it was just too hood in retrospect.
Like, that's an unbelievably hood shirt.
That's pretty hood.
Like, you know how there's, like cases of mistaken identity? I think in the 90s, that's the shirt for that to happen to. It was red with two black Escalades, like, kissing at the buttons.
Oh, my God. Oh,
this is
big, big Escalades. But anyway, so same feeling at first, but it wasn't as cool as a fucking Bart or a fucking Bulls World Championship.
Wait, so here's some kid in Mexico.
Yeah, I saw it, and I'm like, that's a one of one. That's definitely mine.
Damn. Oh, my God.
That is like Hood Squared, though. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's like
that one, like a few years later, I was like, that was probably for the best.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. Damn. Damn, I was so pissed about my shirt. I didn't care about the boy, obviously, because I was just like, you know, wailing about Bart Simpson.
What if his mom took that shirt from him and donated it to like Venezuela?
Oh my God. Wow. Well, I guess that's good. It lives on.
Sisterhood, you know? Of the Traveling Bart Simpson shirt.
There you go.
I would do anything to get that shirt back. Listen, everyone.
If you're in Venezuela right now.
If you can find this Bart Simpson shirt from the 1990s, early 1990s, yeah. Mm-hmm. Please.
They only made one Bart Simpson shirt. So it's, you know, they only made one.
Look real hard for it. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. Don't get it mistaken with the other one.
Right, right.
Hit me up, okay? Yeah. You're listening to No Chingues, and this is the place where Erica L. Sanchez and the No Chingues crew explore issues, questions, and assorted chingaderas. The Black and Latino Coalition is solving the world's problems one shit-talking session at a time. No chingues. So, my name is Erica L. Sanchez, and I was once denied life insurance because I am not mentally okay. I have a mental illness, and so they just said, nah. Wow.
Yikes.
We usually like to start light, but yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
I guess you laughed about it.
Yeah. I find it funny. No?
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Pretty fucked up. It's pretty funny.
It's fucked up. But like that. I mean, what does that even mean? Like, what is life insurance? You know, like, what the fuck?
They were like, we're going to lose money on this.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's crazy. It's so ill.
You can't get life insurance. You can't keep a Bart Simpson shirt. You've had a go at it, man.
It's been a tough go.
Well, they heard the Bart Simpson shirt story, and they're like, we can't give this woman life insurance.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on by a thread. Oh, my goodness. Anyways.
Nice. Well, name's Jorge. Don't call me George. I was once denied health insurance because they heard about this Escalade shirt I used to wear.
Oh my God.
So I'm still dealing with the effects of it as well.
Well, describe the Escalade shirt.
I'd rather not, but no, a short sleeve button down. And I was probably like 7 or 8. This is absurd.
How did your
big
parents
ass
allow
Escalade
this?
On it? I must have convinced them, and then they regretted it immediately, shipped that shit off to Mexico. But it's...
But he would wear it with a tie.
Oh, that would have been... Yeah. Button it up to the top? Yeah. Oh, that would have been beautiful.
Like a Hood Dwight Schrute.
Yes. Oh, man, you painted a beautiful picture. Damn. But that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Damn, traumas.
I am Martin Malecho, PhD in Pendejadas from Danny Trejo University. And I just want to... I wasn't here last week, obviously, for obvious reasons. But I just want to just honor the fact that this holiday season was difficult for all of the uncles, the Mexican uncles with the second families. It is the toughest part of the year for them. And I hope that you offered them your support, your encouragement, and maybe a modelo to keep their spirits up.
Oh, my God.
Especially the dishonest ones, right? Yeah. They got a whole charade.
It's a lot of
that is not even a lie for a lot of us. Shit. Yeah. Two of my uncles had two families Well, you know, four families total.
Honor those men. It's complicated.
And you're just going to put that shit out there, dude? That's not the way to honor them.
It's a lot of Christmas presents. What's up? It's Roddy. You know what it is. You know I'm here. I don't want to be, but I feel like I got to be for the children. Got to give some game. It's fucking wild out here, y'all.
Wearing these stupid shirts.
Yep.
Dumbass shirts out here.
I wish you would have gotten some of the game before you would wear that Escalade shirt.
Could have got to you before.
And I wasn't tough, so I was literally the Hood Dwight Schrute, man. It's,
hey, little
it's
homie,
keep me up at night.
Little homie, come over here real quick. Let me just give you some advice.
Assistant to the regional gang member.
I'm assistant gang member. I know you're assistant too.
Yeah.
The gang.
Yes, sir. I'll pick up the shells after you shoot. Got it.
So who has a no chingas? Because it's been a while. And no chingas is the part of the program where we just get some things off of our chests. We complain and, you know, get it all out. Anyway.
Hey, no. We come out hot. Come out no chingas. Got to get this off our chest. And then we cool down. And then we cool down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And then we end on a happy note. Mm. Oh, well, happy is not the worst.
Attempts are made.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
You know, we do our best.
I have a pretty simple one, I think, to kick us off. But I was seeing that folks were camping out, I believe, at Target for those, Stanley mugs. Yeah. There was, a new... Dude, they were camping out like it was Jordan's. The new colorway came out, this, reddish pink. And folks had their lawn chairs, and we're in the winter, yo. So,
wait, I don't even understand. What are they?
It's just like a mug that got popular the last year.
It's probably like a social media water bottle,
like a thermos, coffee thermos.
Oh. So made by Stanley, and they have colors.
But it's become trendy now. Like now they have
But this dog, to sad. Camp out for a water bottle is kind of insane. That's nasty capitalism. If you don't
reevaluate your life,
what's the market?
Dog, I've seen pictures and videos of people that try to have this a rainbow array on their walls. It's become the Yeti cooler, Yeti cup of it's collectible. Like, dog, you're collecting a household item.
Oh my God.
This is the pinnacle of capitalism where your identity is wrapped into, can I get my hands on this random piece of crap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
unless it's Jordan's, that's just cool though. It's just dope. You know what I'm saying?
Shoes have that that feel good, and then if it's your agenda, that flex aspect to it. But is a Stanley gonna make you feel good? And how are you flexing on?
Yeah,
who are you flexing on?
People maybe in the drought
out there. Hey. That's what they're judging each other for.
It's like a suburban thing, right?
It is. Okay. It feels that way, at least. I don't know if I'm wrong on that front, but
they do the little head nod. you got those the Jordan 5s? No, it's the Stanley pink.
It's a reddish pink?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's wild.
How'd you get that? His father knows someone. They got money. His dad works with the Bulls, and he knows someone, so he got the mug. That's what it's
about. Damn, man. That's just an existence I don't understand.
I mean, here's the thing. Capitalism is seductive, right? It tells you this: you want this, you need this.
Yeah,
it's gonna,
of course.
You're gonna, then other people are gonna know that you are part of their club, right? We're all part of this club that we all own these fucking stupid ass Stanleys. I don't know, man. With a little bit of context, I think all of us have wanted a thing. I'm not, I'm not immune to this. I'm not typically very materialistic, but I'm I want this thing. And then you realize it might that little high lasts a good maybe day, a week if you're lucky, maybe 2 weeks max. And then it's
there's
that thing now.
It's part of it is the chase is part of it. The exhilaration sort of
especially when they make it limited.
Yeah, how they do the sneakers. You get there's a special app and then you got a certain time and then you gotta get on there. And so it's
you feel
special even fucking getting the shit.
Do you think this is wild?
And there's
special giving them money.
It's fucking crazy.
It's well done on their part. I mean, if you want to give them credit for some heinous ass shit, but do you think this is tapping into that basic human who was on the savannas, who was hunting for shit for survival? And it's channel that into getting yourself a Stanley,
Do you think dopamine?
Isn't that sad? Yeah. I think there might be something to it.
Hunter gatherer. Yeah.
What'd you get today? This mug.
Yeah.
Boom. Came back with it. Yeah. Brought it back home to your family. And they're like, oh my God.
Is that blood on your shirt?
It's like, yep.
Uh huh.
Killed 3 people. For this fucking, I'm drunk, drank their blood out of my Stanley mug. It's delicious.
Oh, the end of civilization, perhaps.
I mean, it does feel that way.
I got one more, if I can squeeze it in.
Nope.
All right, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I feel like this is very much like the shit that we cringe at and bring up. I feel like our job here is to bring up shit like this. It's insane. We talked about George Santos quite a bit because dude is just like a monster liar. It's just insane. It's like scary and cringe. But there's, you know, it's like a theme, especially with politicians. And Texas politician Myra Flores, who's trying to reclaim her House seat in the new year, and is a, you know, I'm assuming by name, maybe Latina big Republican, fan of Trump. So yeah, yeah. Wanna,
yep.
Just an interesting person was posting photos that were not hers of food, which is insane. Like, dog, if you can't cook, like, just don't post food pictures.
Oh, was she portraying it as though she made it?
Yeah, or saying, like, there was, like, pictures of, like, carne asada, like, a cookout at a ranch. And, like, I love time with my family at the ranch. And, like, really trying to show that she's Mexican and family and eats food, like, you know, that everyone else does. But the pictures were from, like, other places from like 2011 and or so. Oh, she thought because it was far enough like ago, she could pull it.
Yeah,
but people were like, these are all from other places. So it's just insane. We're like, even your most basic truths, your most basic like statements are lies. Imagine what they would do with these if she reclaims her seat. Yeah, in the new year.
So they said a recent photo she posted captioned, "The ranch life of my family is the best," of a Mexican dish called gorditas de masa. It was actually a photo taken from a Guyanese tourism Facebook page for 2019.
Oh, my God. Yeah. At least do it right if you're going to, you know, cut corners. Shit.
Imagine what she was really doing, just like in her apartment, just like just posting that and then like, you know, watching 90 Day Fiance or some shit.
Yeah.
Eating like Chipotle, yeah. But like,
oh, which I is gotta, cool. You know what you're
convince my, my constituents that I'm Mexican. Like, where you know, can I find some pics?
You know what would be a genuine response then or a genuine post then? Say, like, I'm sitting here watching 90 Day Fiance thinking about the times I've spent out with my family doing X, Y, or Z.
But those pictures were
That's all you got to fucking say. No,
but those pictures were from other publications.
What I'm saying is you don't have to post a fucking picture.
Yeah, and act you like just, you're doing it.
People feel that if they don't post a picture, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, right? Yeah.
So, and I try really hard to not be that person because it just takes you out. It you don't live fully. You're always thinking about what you're going to say and It's an empty sort of thing, ultimately. I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot. And social media has just rewired our brains.
Delete it. No, I'm just joking. Didn't we get you to delete some shit early in this podcast? Like very early on Facebook or something?
I've deleted Facebook.
And Twitter. Oh, yeah.
And Twitter. Oh, yeah. Deleted Twitter because it pissed me off. And I hate Elon Musk.
Hey, you hate Elon Musk?
In case you guys didn't know.
In case there was any confusion.
Smartest man of our generation.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Some fellow execs just came out on a pretty big publication sharing like that. I think they went anonymous just out of worry, but, like, sounded kind of worried for him.
Like his drug addiction?
Yeah,
stuff?
Like drug and just, like, hey, we feel like he's kind of spiraling, so they went to share that with to get that word out there.
Damn.
And so I'm like, yeah, that's a real worry. Like, people think because he's like rich as hell and doing all this like chaotic like bullshit, like he's immune to just like real life shit.
If you were to follow his ex tweets, where the fuck they're like, he's erratic as fuck. Like, he's all erratic. He's all over the fucking place. And I think there was a Wall Street Journal, so it was like a legit publication that it's kind of conservative, you know, it, like really being like, yo, this shit is, I mean, it's.
They have to check their sources. It's not, they don't play with that shit.
This is just another example, just like being white. Like, that's it. Like, he got money. He got money from the government. He got money from investors. But, you know, just talking a big game and having confidence in being real white and being real arrogant. Like, that's how it worked. Like, this is a lot of phantom shit.
Just proof that no single individual should have this level of influence, power, money. Because they're one person, and this guy's been a dick his entire life. He seems to be far more erratic than where he started, and God knows what the cause of that is, right? Obviously, there's speculation and all that shit, but clearly, stop doing this. Like, we should do, people who just believe he's playing like, oh, nah, he's playing four-dimensional chess. Y'all can't understand. Like, all of these dudes are crawling up this guy's ass because he has money. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it
money doesn't mean you're smart.
Reminds me when Chappelle brought him on stage. Remember? He brought him on stage. It was like stunned when everyone was like, boo. And he's like, but he's the richest man in the world. Like, what do you mean? And it's like, he's a fucking asshole.
God, he's such an asshole now. I hate Dave Chappelle. Like, fuck him. And...
yeah, I think another special came out. They can. Yeah, I think Netflix went in too deep, so they're gonna stick to the plan and they keep rolling out these specials. And I think they all continue to have like transphobic jokes even after the issue. He's like putting his foot in it, and like I'm pretty sure there was more of it. Is a clip I saw.
I'm confused because you said this is four where he's done this, like three or four, right?
One just released recently. Right. I don't think it was a re-release. This was. Three at least.
Yeah. I guess I'm confused. It feels a little bit like that Doth Protest too much. Like, why are you so obsessed with this group that has little to no influence on you, no impact on you? If anything, this is a group that is marginalized and often they're on the short side. They get the short side of the stick all of the fucking time. And so, like, why are you constantly going at them like this? Like, I wonder what the situation is. Like, you have so many things you could talk about. You're a smart guy.
I mean,
but this is what you do.
I think I know what it is. He's hanging out with all these rich motherfuckers. He's hanging out with all these
and
people.
Having these conversations.
Having these conversations. Like there's a. I'm starting to notice a class, you know, who do podcasts and all shit, but like comedians, musicians, all types of you know, where
it feels racist, they do it under the guise of a bit, right?
Yeah, no, it's really just like it's a class of rich motherfuckers who think that they're smarter than everyone else, and they have these views. They've all come together on certain issues, like anti-vax, fucking trans, all this dumb shit, and they think that they think everyone else is a dumbass, and they're not doing their own fucking research.
Aaron Rodgers,
Aaron Rodgers, like these dumb motherfuckers, right? So this is just what they're all rich. Here's the thing that like they act like they're with the common people. All these dude, one thing they all have in common. Is a rich as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah. Like rich as.
And most of them have been in the timeline's important too.
Right.
Because with decades of being rich, you're out of touch.
And is it a conscious?
A lot of these people too. I like this. You thought they were cool before because they were. Now they're rich as fuck. And they're not.
The truth. The true person shit. Comes out.
Do you think it's a conscious decision to punch down to distract from the fact that like. They came. Most of these guys came up, and they were talking. They were punching up.
Yeah,
they were punching up.
And there's not much above.
And now they are up. They are there. They have reached the pinnacle. They have so much fucking money coming out their nose. And now they're like, well, hey, let's punch the fuck down now and distract people so they don't think about you like us.
Or what's actually happening? Like, what, you know?
It's also lazy. The jokes are not good.
But also, I think it's like it's part of. But also, it's like you know, it's like a. It's because I think it's like a class of folks, man. It's a class of media. It's a class of of people that are like, I mean, Kanye, like these motherfuckers that are super rich that believe that because they're super rich, they got all the answers in the face of tremendous science and evidence and academic work and research and all this stuff that's truly there. Yeah. In the face of all that, they'd say, well, I have money. So I must be right. Yeah, I can say the dumbest fucking shit that's backed up by fucking nothing because my other dumbass rich friend thinks it too.
It just perpetuates itself, yeah.
I have one for y'all. It couldn't be a more perfect pivot from that last thing. But I don't know if y'all saw I think it was like this last week, but like billionaire-like investor Bill Ackman his wife was... accused and pretty much proved of plagiarism in like her dissertation and all these different like academic papers and pretty much pulling from Wikipedia, no quotation marks, not citing anything. So just like making it as her own. And that's kind of the scary thing with money in academia where she can just like go and perpetuate what's on Wikipedia. Like, dog, there's real sources out there. And that's where like she's like, regurgitating. And then the crazy thing to your point, so you have money, you think you could do no wrong, and you're just gonna fight because you think you're smarter and correct all the time. He said he's gonna spare no expense, and because that happened to his wife, he thinks it's because they're public figures and not, and like that's why they're being attacked supposedly. Right, so playing the victim. and he's going to spare no expense and investigate MIT's board, I believe, and find their plagiarism under the same, like, guidelines. Right. Yeah. So where it's like, yo, our bad, we're sorry, like, this happened. There's none of that in their DNA anymore because they're so far removed from empathy, right, from human, like, response. Yeah. The real answer is like, yeah, actually, you're right. Like, now that you mention it, that happened. Like, yeah, our bad. We're fucking billionaires. What is this issue?
They never will admit that they're wrong.
It's part of the lie. Yeah. Everything's a lie.
Well, the beautiful pivot that they all have at every given point is, I'm being canceled. I'm being canceled.
That's kind of what that,
like,
was, yeah.
I mean, and all these guys do is Chappelle, like, Joe Rogan, all the cancel culture, and all these. I'm like, that just means you want to say dumb, heinous, untrue things and then want nobody to, like, question you.
Also, yeah, also that, they're not being canceled. These motherfuckers are making money. He just, Netflix special.
This guy's got Spotify gave him $50 bajillion.
There's no cancellation.
Yeah.
There's some criticism because you're on some fucking bullshit, but no one is fucking canceled.
Nobody's like, what the fuck
are you even
not a hair of reprimand besides, right, like, right, woke, who they, like, right, apparently don't care about. It's really,
it's because they want to be able to do heinous shit and have people not get mad at it. Do you remember, like, Dana White smacked the shit out of his wife on TV? That was, like, last year.
Yeah,
he was canceled, right, though, wasn't he?
Oh, is he canceled for that?
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't. Oh, yeah, think, yeah, he's not making billions of dollars.
Yeah, he's not on every fucking podcast. You know what I mean? No one's getting fucking canceled.
Yeah.
But when you hear,
that's a great example.
When you hear the word canceled coming out of somebody's mouth, immediately discard it.
It's another one that was hijacked for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Because it came out of Me Too, right? And it was like people were actually getting, like, canceled. And now, man, they repurpose all this shit.
Nobody's, and anyone who is canceled, they have a whole, like, subculture to run to say, I was canceled, and they get so many
tons
money
of views,
those
dumbass tons
motherfuckers.
Of,
So they're really not being canceled at all.
Damn.
It doesn't exist.
Yuck.
It's a joke.
Capitalism is disgusting.
But that's where this all comes from, too. Like, we have collectively been fed this narrative that if you have lots of money, which generally means you look a certain way, right? Then you can do no wrong. You are brilliant. You are untouchable. You have made all the right decisions in your life. And everyone should model their lives after you. If that's where you're at and you're looking at these people with those fucking rose-colored glasses, there is something fundamentally wrong with you.
Oh, with my rose-colored mug.
Oh, that also. Don't forget to pick those up at your local Target.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Target.
You think they'll accept me if I get one? You think, like, the elite will be like, he's into capitalism, I think. Like, we can let him in. We can let him in.
I think you could do it if you try.
But that's a thing too. You know, black folks always talk about this, like, oh, and now it's being used in a weird way. But, like, you know, they talk about, oh, you know, you think you make enough money that you're not black anymore. Like, you know, that's not true for many reasons. But people try to use that to excuse something like Kanye's fucking behavior or something like that to be like, oh, it's because he's black, isn't it? Because he was reaching the top and you had to yank it all away from. Well, it's like, well.
Or he did heinous shit or said heinous shit.
Terrible things and tried to inspire terrible things. Hung out with literal Nazis.
Said anti-Semitic shit.
Horrible, violence-inspiring things. And has normalized that for many, many people. Yeah, a lot of black folks. He's already done a lot of damage with that shit, period. So, you know, that's
real conversation.
That's a real fucking thing that happened. So that's, you know, that's not really the white man bringing him down for being black. That's, you know, him being very dangerous, in my opinion, in a fucking terrible way because he's very rich.
Yeah. I think at the tail end, I don't know if it was album art or like merch he was making for this album that continues to get delayed. I do think it's because he can't get sample clearance. Like, he's a big sampler, right?
Oh, so people won't.
I think because, I mean, he's aligning himself with, like, Nazis. So I think folks that he's asking for a sign-off on these samples
are saying, fuck you.
It keeps, but anyway.
That's why he's apologized recently for the anti-Semitic comments. True.
But anyway, at the end, before, it's funny, right before he apologized, either his album art or his merch had, like, insignias and symbolism directly from, like, an author who was like a huge Nazi like fan. So like he's doing all this insane research now that you think about it. He found this like German author who was into that stuff and he's like, I'm gonna pull from this for my art. I get the willies nowadays, man.
And he's not alone. The Nazi rhetoric that's been creeping into like different like fucking. I don't want to talk about this guy. I hate talking about this guy, but I think it has to be talked about because he's a legitimate existential threat to all of us in all the ways. But Trump is clearly the leading Republican nominee. It looks like he's a shoe-in for the fucking
ticket. How is that even ticket. Possible? Like, with all this legal shit, he's...
It doesn't matter, dude.
It's crazy. I don't understand it.
So he's been, like, spitting those, like, hot fucking Nazi bars. Like, he's going through the Nazi fucking playbook and just spitting it out there. Like, I got this pulled up right now. It's a... Hitler said, I will get rid of the communists, the vermin, right? Like, clearly to dehumanize specific groups of people. Vermin were the people he didn't like. Trump goes, I will get rid of the communists, the vermin. Like, almost like bar for bar, right? He said
vermin?
Yes. He's been using the word vermin. Immigrants are clearly the vermin that he's speaking to a lot of the time. I will take care of the threat from within. And then Hitler said, Jews and migrants are poisoning Aryan blood. Trump says migrants are poisoning the blood of the country. Recently said that. I'm like, so yeah, man, this is not an accident. Like,
dog, they're like doing homework.
Yeah. And the fact
they're studying
the fact that one person who is just not unwell and is like falling off the end of the cliff and is believing all of this stuff. I get that exists in a country this large. It's going to exist. That's not my problem. Right. Like, that's not surprising. So it's surprising, or at least like, terrible is the fact that so many people follow this still. Yeah. And not only like that is not even the bug. That's wrong, not the bug. Actually. That's the feature.
Yeah.
Like, that is the only thing he's bringing to the table. And people are like, yeah, give it up for Nazis. Give it up.
Cause
like,
it doesn't matter. They've been totally propagandized. He choreographed it. I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue. I was like, you're an idiot. Bubba, he was fucking right.
Yeah.
I didn't know people would be like that.
It's worse than you thought.
Yeah, it was. I knew it was bad because I lived here, but it was actually worse than I had anticipated when I grew up. I was like, "Oof!"
It's just so hard to see the world go up in flames. Sometimes, literally, and like just live my everyday life. Yeah. You know, there are some points where I feel, what's the point of anything? What is this? Why are we here? I don't understand. Like, I just get so fucking overwhelmed. I don't know. How do you just keep going when you see all this terrible shit happening all the time?
Yeah. I'm trying to like find an analogy, but it's just like, to your point, it was all hate. The bug was the feature. There wasn't really like, they always throw these facts that aren't really that impressive. There's not like a good rap sheet. The resume's whack, right? So it's like if you went to a school with just like the worst, most hateful principal, right? And whatever, say your school has like a term limit or whatever. So now he's gone. And you're going to bring back the motherfucker that didn't do any improvements for the school, talked wild to the kids that couldn't defend themselves, right? Like, yeah.
And quoted Nazis.
Yeah, quoted Nazis. And like, y'all want to bring him back?
Well, like they're propping him up too. All these people are propping him up, basically. Trump right now is talking even crazier than he's ever. Like, he doesn't make any sense. Like, if you were to watch his like rallies, it's at this point, it's like complete nonsense. Like, it doesn't even make any sense.
But that's
what's, and it's just hateful, wild shit.
But that's what's fascinating to me as well. Like, the way he's covered versus, and again, versus I'm not a Joe Biden like super fan. Like, whatever. It's just like,
two old white dudes.
And obviously a much better option, a tremendously better option than the one that exists. But like, the way he's covered, like, he's a senile old man for misspeaking. Yeah. We all misspeak. We all get tongue tied. Whatever. Fucking Trump will just make up shit constantly, lie, stumble, not know what city he's in, know what he's talking about, misquote everything, and he just gets a pass? Like, what the fuck is going on?
They talk about Biden like being all unhealthy and old, and like, he fell off that bike one time and shit like that. Like, could you imagine Trump on a bike? Can you imagine his goofy ass on a bike ever? Like, ever, right now. Like, God. He can't even walk straight. He's like, so whatever. Like,
Frumpy would be a good word.
Yeah, it would be insane to even see that.
Reality like a special is, bike seat probably. Is irrelevant now.
All those dictators in the countries when they're real sick and they like post these weird videos of them and prop them up. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, Erica just spoke to it. I think it's the perfect storm of this motherfucker showing up right now where we do live in a weirdly post-truth world. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. the media that we consume and the reality and the all of it is fractured. All of it is like you have your own little ecosystem that you exist yeah. in. Your algorithm is spitting like whatever it's spitting
what
at you.
What you're into. Yeah.
Right. And if what you're into are conspiracy theories, lies, and whatever, then that's what you're going to get. So it's like kind of the perfect storm.
Yeah.
And this guy, like a turd rose to the top. You know what I'm saying? Like just floated up there.
Yeah.
Like a floating turd.
I think I just wrote a poem.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
I mean, it was very descriptive.
Yeah, damn. I just wonder what's on the line for them to prop them up. Are they just worried about potentially being taxed by like a Democratic president? So is it like all a big like money play? I'm trying to conserve tens of millions and billions of.
There's two people. There's people that are at legal and financial risk if Trump isn't reelected, and then there's people that are totally propagandized and think that like Mexicans and shit are gonna come and like kick their door down and fucking.
And that's more like the common folk. Yeah, that got that.
Yeah,
idea.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like
who vote against their own best interest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's two classes of it. Yeah. There's the people that are voting against their best interest that are just spouting nonsense. You know, you see these videos like people going to rallies and interviewing them, like those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are like, if Trump doesn't win, like they're gonna go to jail probably, like all kinds of shit like that are propping them up. So there's a whole bunch of shit going on.
Who's the Daily Show guy? Can we shout him out real quick?
Jordan
the guy
that goes Klepper.
Jordan Klepper. For years, went to those goddamn rallies and would get some insane sound bites from them.
He's doing because
they're
work.
Not the, the brightest folks.
They
would be saying one thing, Erica, and then they would have like a hat or like a shirt that said the exact opposite. So like it's important to respect women, right? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, well, what does your shirt say? Hillary's a bitch or something. And like he's like catching them in their own lie, and it's really
that's beautiful.
It's really like a talent, but
they're so far gone even then they won't accept it.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
they get caught and then they
misunderstood. Yep. You know, the lie keeps getting more and more elaborate.
So extravagant. Yeah. Like all the things that have to be true for like, you know, the flat earth or the anti-vax conspiracy. Like, you know how many people had to be in on that conspiracy? Like, you know how many motherfuckers had to be in on it and keep their mouth shut and like
different countries all over
the fucking world?
So you believe that, but you don't believe that like 26 women have accused this man of various types of rape and sexual assault.
So looking at his face too. Come on.
Makes you feel for them more.
Jesus.
It's fucking gross.
It's wild.
I mean, Stormy Daniels described what his little thumb looked like.
But
oh my goodness.
Talking to these folks and him probably too, it feels like y'all with kids where like you're like, damn, did you like shit on the floor? And they're like, no. But like there's shit on the floor right there. They're like, no, but like I didn't do it. Like I would never. Yeah. But like I'm looking at it.
Erica's daughter was trying to convince me that an immigrant walked in the room and shit on the floor. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen, little girl. Go talk to your mom.
You laughed extra hard. I feel
stop
like
listening to the Daily Wire.
I feel like there might have been a poop on the floor. That was a good got a good laugh.
Poop has been on the floor. Let me tell you.
Oh, but toddler logic, basically. Yikes. It
makes sense.
Oh. Last thing I'll say, though, this is beautiful, actually. I don't think it was Klepper. I think it was elsewhere. This guy at a rally, red hat on, he goes, man, I wonder what they must be like. I could only imagine what they're teaching in college because all these liberals come out liberal from university. And I'm like, dog, it's like the answer's right in front of you. Like maybe they
take the next step. Yeah.
Yeah,
share space with other people, learn things,
critical thinking skills.
Critical thinking, most importantly,
read things.
Nah,
and I was like, it was beautiful.
Oh,
God,
and they're lost. Like you cannot win them over. Yeah. So whenever somebody's like, well, why aren't you willing to have a conversation?
Have them at the table.
Yeah. Like fuck you. I'm like my top reason for not wanting to engage with these people in any real genuine human way. They look at me and my family and think we are less than.
Yeah.
They think we are subhuman. They've bought this rhetoric. And now you want me to patiently fucking walk them through an evolution? Yeah.
You can't get out
of here. So much work. It's not fair.
I think our job, though, is to keep checking on our people, make sure, like, critical thinking is happening. I don't want to think for you, but I'm going to check your ass if you're, like, going with this conspiracy theory. I had a family member recently who said what we talked about, how, like, and this is a Mexican person talking about Venezuelans are using their babies as props. And it's like, that's a baby. That's not a prop. Like, by design, that's not true. You Facebook heard that. You heard that at some barbershop. Like, you're not critical thinking, and you got to check on your people that
Way. They're not enjoying being out in the cold in front of Jewel.
Shit seeps in is what I'm saying.
Here's the argument I've been hearing that has been super disturbing, where it's like people who immigrated here from, like, let's say Mexico, because that's the example that I have in my head, like from my real life. And they came here and they're like, but nobody helped me. And I'm like, asshole, is that how we're living life now?
It's
like,
also not true.
Not true.
A, it's not true. And B, is fucking, that's how we're living life. Like, you want the person who comes after you. There's not, and I said this before to somebody else. I'm like, there's nothing fucking, unfortunately, more American than slamming the door behind you.
That's true.
There's nothing more American. So, like, because nobody helped you, I'm like, wouldn't it have been nice for you to have received more support, proper support, for you to feel safe in your world and your children to feel safe? Wouldn't that have been nice at the time?
People are so resentful.
Fuck that shit, man. I don't have patience for those assholes.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah, so keep checking on your folks. Check on them.
And check them and then make fun of them, because that really works when people just laugh at them.
Oh, fuck, so yes.
That really does work.
That's how we do it.
It's the only tool we have at our disposal. Yeah.
It's easy to make fun of, too.
It keeps us looking youthful. we're aging quite nicely, I would say. All right.
Backwards nearly.
Well, I don't know about that.
I got some work done in Turkey.
Now it's time for chingaderas. You know what that is. We just talk about random things.
Do you mean chingaderas?
No, chingaderas. Okay. Random shit.
Just clarifying.
Yeah.
All right.
The Darises.
Well, I have a question from a listener. And it is... Actually, it's not... a question. It's a statement.
Whoa.
I don't want to date because then I'll have to hear them breathe. I feel you.
That's some real shit, God. Though. That's some real shit.
Yeah. If you don't even want to hear them breathe, then...
And then if you try to stop that, it's frowned upon.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
So it's best that you just stay your ass home, you know? Because
so your advice is just be alone.
Wait, that reminds me of that clip from what was it, John and Nate plus eight or whatever.
I think
definitely in the later seasons after eight kids,
the tensions were
sick of each other, and she's like answering some question and she just looks and says, "Can you stop breathing like that?" And like she mocks him, that's what you're doing. And he's just like sitting there quiet.
Oh my God.
And he's just like defeated. I'm like, so.
I've seen that before my very eyes. I've seen that behavior. That's terrible.
Some hate going on.
It's like, you don't like each other at all. Like, it's time to wrap this up.
Wow. That was a beautiful comment by that person. That was very poetic.
Yeah. Anyone else have any advice? Because
I'm
just like, girl, stay home and watch Netflix. pajamas.
Because
that's what I love.
Use Roddy as your inspiration, or you could chase the elusive dream of finding the perfect sandwich.
Yeah.
That's
a lonely, lonely quest.
But a meaningful one.
But maybe along the way, she'll find Mr. Wright.
This is the worst Hallmark movie of all time.
That's a great movie. You did that.
That was incredible.
I missed that.
Love a Mr. Sub.
That's the name of the movie, Mr. Submarine.
Can we pitch it to Hallmark?
That's a great fucking movie. Like one summer.
That's where the magic happens.
You know, a lonely young woman tries to find the perfect sandwich, but instead she finds a perfect partner who doesn't breathe that loud.
Or at all. Maybe it's
Devin, you're a quiet breather.
Yeah.
It's Weekend at Bernie's. Like, the guy's actually dead the whole time.
She met Bernie. Yeah.
You know, in my memoir, I write about just dating men who I, like, really wasn't very into, but I was, I think, lonely and just, I don't know, going through something. And it was... It's hard, man. Like, men are the worst, right? Like, they're kind of trash bags for the most part. No.
All that breathing.
No. Her first date question should be like, CPAP or no CPAP? Because, like, I can't do it.
Our men's rights group is just very upset with what you just said about
men. And let's cut this. I think you guys are just over here not lotioning your joints, you know? Like, what the
ashy
hell?
Elbows and stress sweating. Yeah.
And all those unmoisturized joints.
I just went to the doctor. He told me I had to moisturize my joints. Like,
why don't you put
elbows and knees?
Why don't you put lotion on those joints? Oh, man.
Elbows about to tear through that thing.
Yeah. That's a good pickup line, though.
Well, I have another question. It's actually a question. I think the guy I like has a girlfriend. Should I still tell him I like him?
There's a lot. I have a lot more
questions. We're missing a lot of
context. Yeah. I mean, is it a serious girlfriend?
Yeah. Are you like his good friend? Or are you just some like, you work at the coffee shop or some
are
shit?
You some sort of creep?
Yeah. Like, we don't, if, let's say a scenario where like you work with this person or something and they have a girlfriend and then, you know. I'd be like, nah.
Risk reward is fucked up. Yeah.
Just wait.
Well, walk me through your best case scenario here. Let's say you say I like you, and he goes, "Well, shit, I'm leaving this, you know, person over here. I'm just jumping over." How are you going to have a relationship with this person and not assume that the next chance he gets, he's doing the exact same thing? It does
set that precedent.
You know what I mean? Like that's it.
Yeah,
it's tricky. I get the other side too. I guess that, you know, especially you're just thinking like, I'm going to get mine is kind of the vibe on the flip side. Like everyone I think deserves like their sandwich and their person, but like, what cost? Yeah. I think there's billions of people in the world. I think you'll be fine. Let this one pass.
But also as an agent of chaos,
probably I'm breathe say, loud, honestly.
Yeah. No, definitely go after this guy.
Yeah. I don't like it, just like an ethical question. I think most scenarios is not a big problem to babysit it. I don't know. But like, I mean, it just sort of depends on, you know, but for you as a person, in your best interest, I probably wouldn't in many situations.
And especially if this is someone you see frequently.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like you said, if this is somebody at work, then I'm like, oh, I'm going to put this out here.
Yeah.
And then it's going to get super fucking weird. And I got to see this motherfucker every day at 9 a.m.
Or they're like
but
in your building
rom-coms,
or something.
Yeah. We've been sold this lie that maybe it could become a love story.
Which goes back to my agent of chaos answer, which is fucking yes, absolutely do this shit.
I would say
go after him.
Age is probably a factor too, right?
Yeah.
I want to say age is a factor.
It's always a factor.
If you're like 21, like stir the pot. Who the fuck cares?
You know,
but if you're like 30, 40, 50, like maybe
why you want those problems, right?
Yeah,
chill out.
Like keep your peace a little, like probably. Yeah.
If you're 35, 40 and you ask the questions of this podcast and you already fucked up. Like,
can I?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're a young person, I think, you know.
But if you are a young person or any person of any age asking us questions, please provide a decent degree of like some context.
We would
because
love
otherwise
context.
We speculate and well, that's fun as fuck, by the way. Like I don't mind it at all. But still, I do appreciate like having a better sense as to what the circumstances are.
So like if we're, you know, judging you too harshly, maybe there's something that we don't know.
Yeah. We're always missing some details, but we try.
Yeah, like maybe y'all are, you know, on an island and there's only three of y'all.
Yeah.
And maybe, then in that case, I would.
Yeah.
I like you and then attempt to kill the other person.
Yes, correct. That is the correct answer.
Because no one else would know and then you'd have what you wanted.
And the guy is wearing a Bart Simpson shirt.
The guy knows how to make fire. Yeah. Like,
yes.
It's,
yes.
So in that scenario, if that's your scenario, then yeah. Go for it.
I hope that was helpful.
How couldn't it have been? If it was, yes.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Anyone else?
Any other good questions?
No more. Oh, I got this one. This came out a while back, but I found it pretty funny. Felicity Huffman, the actress. This is the quote from the CNN post. Has opened up about her role in a college admission scandal that landed her in federal prison, telling CNN affiliate KABC that, quote, it felt like I had to give my daughter a chance at a future, which meant I had to break the law.
What?
And this made me giggle.
It's like
so much.
It's like someone whose dad's so coke, they're like, same. Same.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So this is the woman who this is like a scandal to get your kid into an Ivy League school, so you made up a bunch of crap.
So my kid could get ahead. Yeah, I had to break the law. That's intense.
Break the law because I couldn't go to just like, you know,
what a lie.
I
don't know
any other college.
Yeah.
Just Mom and dad are both multimillionaires.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like who can have empathy for that?
What's crazy is the human nature, like when they have a lot, they can't give up a little. They like want it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dog, just play the game. We're all like play the same field. They want their special room.
Have you get
their special court to play their own game. It's insane.
Have you guys, I don't know if I brought this up before, but I forgot what university, might've been Harvard or Stanford or Yale, one of those Ivy League schools, had some sort of, they set up a situation where it was like people were playing Monopoly. And it was in the open that one of the two people had all of the advantages. They had double the resources when they passed go. They had more spins. They had all of the, like, they had so many advantages. And then they sort of spoke to the, first of all, the people who were, like, winning through no, like, genuine, like, skill, but because they were handed the game, started getting really aggressive and, like pretty much, like, tap dancing as they were fucking winning. And then at the end of it, they took credit for being the better player. And this brings me back to that, right? Like this sort of thinking brings me back to this sort of situation where like, and the other person, the fucked up part is that the other person who knew that they were disadvantaged, who knew that they were fucking doomed to lose by the rules of the game as set up, they also blame themselves. Mm. Oh, and I'm like, what is fucking wrong with people? It fucking blew my mind when I read this.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
That's Monopoly, though.
This is Jorge, and we're going to get into Si Chingues, where we celebrate, you know, things we saw, things we came across, people doing great stuff. I'll kick us off with one. It was, let's call it like a health documentary, and this isn't like some like big like, preach on vegetarian or like veganism, but it was incredible the way they put it together, and I wanted to share this with folks. And it was called You Are What You Eat. I think it's on Netflix. The coolest thing here, they hit on a few points that are common in these, right? Like the most immediate global warming thing we could do is eat less meat. That's they're knocking down forests for these cattle. The methane they release is just like in the most problematic thing we have. So that's a common theme. That's been said. What they did that was special in this docu-series was find identical twins, many of them.
Oh, that one.
That are like the same height, the same weight, like same like health, right? They chose them, invited these ones that were similar enough, gave one a vegan diet, one an omnivore diet. And in after 8 weeks, they followed them throughout. They were exercising, provided their diets, and then just like measured the stuff before and after. And in 8 weeks, granted, there wasn't like drastic like physical change you can see, which is fine. It's not all physical, but the numbers internally were insane. Like I think cholesterol shot way down for the vegan person. It was the A1C for diabetes shot way down. Sexual health shot up by like 300%, which is one of those things that are, I mean, it comes with the, I guess, with the healthy territory. But like all these things were, oh, the craziest one though, I almost forgot. Two identical twins, probably born minutes apart. After 8 weeks, one was younger scientifically than the other one.
Whoa.
So like at that pace, they're going to like have very different trajectories. So this is not some preach. I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. But basically the takeaway with really good data and really good impact on like your kids and grandkids' future, it was like, I could probably cut down my like burger consumption, like very simple things you can do for yourself and for others. And I think in this podcast, as much as we talk shit, it's a big vibe of like, look out for yourself, look out for others. And I like to think, well, that's the underlying theme under the shit, you know?
Yeah. I guess so, part of what I think about a lot too is like we often will then we put on the individual what we should be putting on society at large. So if you look at other countries, like if you know anything about like these places called blue zones, right? Yeah. Like places where people are more likely to live to be like 100 or older. Health, you know, places where you're likely to be more healthy. There are certain factors that make that the case, right? These are society structured differently than ours, yeah. right?
And what are those things?
I don't know all of them offhand, but I know that it's clearly yeah. diet, right? Yeah. That's a big one. There's the physical activity. But movement built into your day, not going to the gym, right? Like yeah. it's literally like you walk everywhere because mm-hmm. your city is built yeah. that way, your towns yeah. and your lifestyle.
Relationships
is huge, right? Mm-hmm. That's another one.
Wet beefs. Huh? With
beef? Is that on there? The more the better.
Was that all? That's just definitely gotta be on one there. Of them. I'm just guessing.
Right. So, like, we look at our society, and you know, we definitely have like our lifespans are going. Like, the U.S. lifespan is shrinking, and everything else is going. And I'm like, we are a fucking industrialized nation, yeah. but like, we also pump ourselves full of like fucking processed foods.
Then you take an Uber to work, yeah. and sit for 8 more hours,
right? Yeah, and so, like, we gotta question the systems and not. Because often I feel like what then happens if you watch a documentary like this, what you could do is look at somebody and go like, well, you're not healthy because you're making terrible decisions. And I'm like,
yeah, no.
Yeah, they're making terrible decisions because those are the decisions that are the easiest.
Yeah.
If you go to these other countries or these other places, like it is integrated into your day. The Mediterranean diet, well, that is their diet. That is what is accessible. That is what they yeah. have always eaten. Here, it's like, well, I'm going to pop this shit in the microwave.
Dog, sweet green is twice to three times the price of right. Mickey D's.
What do we subsidize, right? Like, yeah. what do we subsidize as a nation?
Yeah, man. So.
That's good.
Anyway,
that's
I really enjoyed it because.
You got to check it out.
Yeah, the twin shit blew my mind. I'm like, you got your testing, your control, and yeah, just pretty
like,
impressive.
It's like twins anyway. Like, I just like.
You're just into twins. Yeah,
I'm
into twins.
I just like thinking about it just must be so weird to be a twin.
Like yeah. which one? And then I always try to figure out like which one's the evil one.
Yeah, which one? Like I just want to be better than my other twin all the time, and it just would be
so weird.
Constant
to have yeah. like this identity that yeah. is shared, but not. Yeah. You know.
I would say growing up in sports, they were always very good. Like because you're right, you're like competing with yourself in a way. It's kind of. Weird. Trippy. It's
they're two different people, man. I need you to understand this. Like,
oh, these aren't the joined at the hip.
I believe in this conspiracy theory that they're actually the same person and they've been split by the government to run around and
you never see twins at the same place yeah. at the same yeah. time. Yeah. You're right.
Whatever the fuck
yeah.
that is.
And then they're gonna vaccinate everyone to turn them into zombies.
Just run around with the world. Because that way they can corner you. It's two of them.
Yeah, it's two of them, right? But then you'd be like, I thought there's only one of you. I'm so confused. And they're like, boom, and then you're a zombie.
I got a microchip in you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I believe.
So,
I got two quick things. One is, I highly recommend this. I love this. We, the group of friends that celebrate New Year's together every year, we have started celebrating New Year's at 8 p.m.
What time does it end?
8 p.m.
Oh, it ends at 8. Nice.
Like, everything leads up to 8 p.m. And then by 8:30, everybody's like, have a good night. You too. Drive safe. We're out that fucking door. Yeah. It is wonderful. Beautiful. And I recommend this shit because I am tired at midnight. I don't want to be up at midnight. So, like, yeah.
I was asleep.
And, yeah, this is old people shit. But you know what? Smart. Smart. So that's one.
It's very washed of you.
Wow.
You're celebrating the Atlantic Ocean New Year. Jesus Christ. Have some dignity.
I will not.
I stay up, but I stay in. So like a hybrid model here.
8 p.m. I want to be home and in bed by like 10.
Yeah.
Max.
I have a 3-year-old, so I don't want to stay up. It doesn't feel nice when she wakes me up at 5. You know?
Damn, so y'all are just celebrating like Taiwan's New Year and shit.
What of it, motherfucker? What of it? And real quick, another one. I've had trouble reading recently. Like my attention span has been absolute shit. I just started reading this book. I'm getting into it. I'm not that far along, but I'm getting into it, and it's turning the tide a little bit. It's really good. It's called Cloud Cuckoo Land, and if I tried to explain it, I wouldn't do it justice. It's the same dude who did All the Light You Cannot See. So that was a big seller a while back. It's trippy. It's multiple time periods. There's through lines that you kind of pick up. And it's really like it's just a fun read. Every time period that gets presented is really interesting. So shout out to Anthony Doerr, who's the author.
Tony.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's me.
Well, I'll add to that. a book that I'm reading or just finished reading is Behold the Dreamers. And I don't have it in front of me, so I'm sorry. Imbolo, could you look it up for us?
What's it called?
Behold the Dreamers. And it's a book about African immigrants in New York, and it's really heartbreaking and funny and sad, and it's so many different things, and it really captures immigrant life in this beautiful way. So highly recommend.
That's Imbolo Mdue, Mbue.
Okay, great.
Mbue is the last name.
Thank you. It didn't stick in my brain. I apologize.
Yeah, you're getting all NPR on this again. Anyway, I got one. it's personal. See, Chingas was just, I had the week off, you know, after adding the kids in that school. So, you're chilling, man. Went to the museum, went to an Italian restaurant, made a fire, watched some game shows, you know, kicked it. Yo, it was dope. It was great. It was great. And now I got to go to work soon. And,
what game shows did you guys watch?
I'm interested. Mostly this is one called, it's almost embarrassing, America Says on the Game Show Network. It's just like, it's like a family
feud.
It's like,
yeah, that's what
it's like Family Feud, except it's like not, yeah, I talked about this before. Family Feud's weird. They'd be like, you know, what does, you know, what does your wife admire most about a husband? And they'd be like, and they'd be like, the willy, and they're like, show me the willy, and it says it, and it's like all weird, and they're like, what's that? It's like, so it's like, it's yes, like Family Feud, but without all that shit. So it's good,
it's
to watch.
Clean,
it. Like,
takes that, yeah, takes like that homework off your desk.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same shit.
Does Cat Williams have any opinions on the host of that show?
No, no, it's a white dude, so he doesn't care. No, but I mean, we also like, we like it because we can make fun of, like, it's really, it's like the Family Feud, except for families. It might be like, it's the cat lovers versus the nurses. And then one thing that we always, we just pick a team we want to win just based on usually how they look. But they could turn us around.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're teaching your kids.
And what they are. If they're like the animal lovers, we're like, we want them, you know. But we're like, you know. But then they might say something. They have a very, I guess they don't have enough game show. Like, they have like, the thing that's weird about it is like the introduction period is like way longer than it should be. Way longer.
Oh, they're filling time?
Yeah. They're like, so where you guys, love cats? And then they just talk like way, it's like you think they're done and then they have like a whole other thing. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck y'all doing? So then we start to just hate them all after that. And then, you know, it's who we want to, you know, lose the least.
That's a good
body. Y'all bond. Yeah,
we bond really hard.
For sure.
It's great. It's fun.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's great.
Well, with that, give us a nice review and
8 high fives.
Yep.
All that shit.
Lots Tell of stars. Cousins. That helps people find us.
Mm-hmm. You love that.